This is Chapter 6 of The War on Waste Innovation, Part 1, The Scientific Paradigm. My background in science has allowed me to look at business through the lens of science. In many ways, that has been good for my clients because they look to me to help them understand what was going on during the War on Waste projects. The following terms and my use of them in describing what was going on in the War on Waste have evolved from these science insights. The term paradigm comes up as a way to describe these new rules of managing a business. With a scientific spin, these rules just might help you. The scientific paradigm. A paradigm is a set of rules. The scientific paradigm, then, would be a set of rules that guide the scientist. This is the scientific method. The resulting organization run by the rules of the scientific method would be the scientific paradigm. The process begins with a scientific attitude, no blame. It was clear that in order to affect change in business, it must be done from a perspective of change without reprisal. In other words, people needed to be free to input ideas for change without fear of reprisal from a boss or management system or style of management that resists new ideas. In order to change, new ideas are needed. So he established a philosophy of no blame. We don't care who or what is responsible for the problem. We just want to identify a problem and then fix it with a cost-effective solution. When you draw a parallel to science, you find that the scientific inquiry is exactly the same. In science, we don't care why our theory can't explain a particular phenomenon. We want to know how we can explain it. In science, we never look for the idiot who developed a particular theory to explain a phenomenon and then blame him or her for the problems that the theory presents. We collect data in science and then try to fit the data to a theory which can explain it. All of this is carried out in an atmosphere of no blame. The War on Waste is an approach to business improvement that uses all of the power of the scientific approach to problem identification and problem solving. It uses both linear thinking and nonlinear thinking. But more than anything, it really turns a company into a learning organization. Into a company that respects ideas for being introduced in the first place, their originality, and their implementation. In the formal training program of the War on Waste, we teach students to ask precise, unambiguous, and incisive questions about their important business issues by using a very precise but flexible interrogation methodology. The approach teaches a directed probing technique that is protected from the resistance to change by the umbrella of the no-blame philosophy. The scientific paradigm helps us investigate problems with great clarity. It provides a powerful methodology to predict, investigate, and explains. And it teaches us to analyze exactly, and by applying that analysis, we can see what is coming down the road a bit. The War on Waste is the particular investigation approach we use as the first step of our journey. Energy. I was trained as a physicist and consider analogies from physics to be perfectly acceptable in describing business systems. Energy is a powerful concept of physics. It provides us a way to quantify the forces of nature by the actions that they produce. Energy exists in a gravitational field by the forces that attract material bodies to each other because of their distances from each other. When I hold a ball above my head and drop it, I convert the potential energy that it had when it rested in my hand to kinetic energy that it has because it is moving to the ground. It has velocity, and the velocity increases because of the gravitational acceleration given to the falling body by the force of gravity. The force of gravity, a force, creates both potential and kinetic energy to the body as it falls to the earth. Likewise, electrons and protons have energies because there is an electromagnetic force of interaction between the two particles. A similar concept applies to nuclear particles, protons and neutrons. In this case, the force is called a nuclear force, and the energy that is tied up in a nuclear interaction is called nuclear energy. The release of the energy that binds nuclear particles is what causes thermonuclear explosions. So how do we conceive and convert these concepts to business? Basically, we evolve terms like forcing function to describe a business activity that causes some significant business result. It is the force that causes the result. For instance, a new product is a forcing function that will cause new orders to roll in. A marketing campaign on television can be a forcing function to bring attention and orders to a new product offering. And somehow these forcing functions cause significantly energized businesses. We talk about needing a company with a sense of urgency. The sense of urgency implies that the company is prepared for action. It has the potential to act given the right situation. And when that situation occurs, everyone in the company knows that prompt attention is required to deal with the opportunity. So we say that the company is energized. It has lots of energy. It has gone from the potential energy state waiting for action to the kinetic energy state when it is reacting to an urgent condition. I have asked a number of CEOs what they wanted from their organization, and all of them said they wanted high energy companies that responded to customers' requirements effectively on a daily basis. When the situation required it, it went into overdrive. Not organized chaos, but overdrive. The company with a sense of urgency is one with a propensity for action. Customers like doing business with this company because of its urgency of activity. It has a commitment to get things done. To be more systematic about this, think of all the actions that happen in business as being results of a business force. When everyone is energized, I look for the force. What is causing all this energy? In fact, velocity is one physics concept that has been used to describe business. One definition links speed to the ratio of cycle time and lead time. If products move fast through a business cycle, then inventory stays for shorter periods. Less inventory is required, reduced costs, direct to the bottom line. And money comes in faster. A sidebar on the subject of energy is one that I have been thinking about for a long time. How do you measure business energy? We have lots of measures to tell us about how a company is performing, but none of them are uniquely capable of telling how much energy a company has. I once wrote an article about this. When I showed this article to a CEO a number of years ago, he said that he couldn't imagine this would be a very useful concept for his organization because he was having a hard enough time getting his people to read an income statement and understand it. How can you possibly help me with this kind of crap? Well, I don't consider it intellectual crap, but I do understand it stretches one thinking to a powerful new way to measure a CEO. I like the results of the analysis because it made sense, but we really don't need another CEO measure. We just need to be extremely good at paying attention to the measures that we currently have. One of the critical activities a CEO can undertake is to find new ways of inputting energy into the company. Jack Welch used energy to crank up GE every 4 years or so with one of his initiatives. Herb Keller of Southwest Airlines does the same thing more frequently with less comprehensive programs. Energy is necessary to ensure that the company stays organized and far away from the edge of chaos. Entropy. Entropy is an odd term in physics that is used to measure the order or disorder of a physical system. The most common application of the term is in conjunction with energy as defined in the second law of thermodynamics. This law is known as the conservation of thermal energy, which says that open systems will tend to a state of disorder or increased entropy if left alone, decreased energy. If energy increases, entropy decreases, and vice versa. You might be able to understand it like this. You go away on vacation and the kids mess up the house. Without your energy there, they return to chaos. To counteract this reduction of order, you add energy to the system when you return home. You discipline the kids and they clean the house. In a business analogy, the war on waste is an energy infusion initiative. The war on waste increases energy and reduces the disorder of your business. Any of the following programs that get the employees excited about their jobs are such energy initiatives: quality circles, reengineering, TQM, Six Sigma, and of course, the war on waste programs. These programs add energy to the organization and therefore reduce entropy. On the flip side, we find that management's lack of attention to an organization will lead to lost energy that equates to increased entropy and therefore increased disorder. We see this all the time. Many CEOs think that once they get their businesses organized and profitable, they can relax, sit back, and enjoy the profits rolling in. Well, it doesn't work that way. As a CEO, you have to keep energy pouring into the company to keep it from falling into the chaos of disorder. In fact, it is one of our defined responsibilities of a CEO that he or she is on the lookout for the next source of energy infusion for the company. This is the end of part one of chapter 6 of the War on Waste Innovation. If you want to find out more about us, you can go to our website, www.thewaronwasteacademy.com, or you can contact us at len@bertain.com. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to see you in part 2.